Let's talk about Trump. So yesterday, the big news in the afternoon was that the jury had found Trump guilty on all 34 charges of a hush money trial, which is supposed to be felonies, but nobody ever convicted of these felonies has ever served any jail time. Now, what could this do and what is the point of this in the first place? Well, for those of you that are not familiar, it's supposed to distract you from the real issues, number one. Number two, it sets an unprecedented... precedence, and that they're basically trying to kill the reputation of Donald J. Trump in order to make it, because, you know, we are all emotional, right? And so in a lot of instances, what will happen is when I hear people that say that they're voting for Biden, they don't say that they're voting for Biden because Biden is such a great president. Most of the people that I hear say they're voting for Biden, thank you for the super chats, I'm going to be reading those shortly. Most of the people that say that they're voting for Biden, they say that they're voting for Biden because they don't like Trump. And so if that be the case, if the majority of people, especially black people, especially New Yorkers, especially people that tend to call themselves liberal, if the majority of people are voting for Biden because they don't like Trump, then what better way, in my opinion, personally, what better way to market to the people in which the way they pose a vote? Because, look, winners don't care how they win. The only thing they care about is whether or not they at the victory pole. You see what I'm saying? They don't care how they got there. It's just like I was telling y'all about Monopoly yesterday. Like, some people feel like you're not trying to win if you're not trying to cheat. You're not trying to claw, steal, kill. You're not trying to win. And so, you know, they got Robert De Niro out there being a paid actor to put out this narrative. They got all of these Trump charges being trumped up everywhere. He is never going to be able to get a fair trial in New York. And so I think that the way that they're marketing to people is by continuing to have these wasteful, wasted tax dollars. I mean, we're talking about Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels. Come on. And Trump said it, and he's about to say it in his speech that I'm about to show it to y'all. If this was meaningful, if this was, regardless of what side of the aisle you on, if you're objective enough to be able to have this conversation, and you really should look into it, if it was that meaningful to them to be able to bring this to the front of the situation, then why didn't they do it 7 years ago? 7 years ago. We talking about 2017. Why didn't they bring this up 7 years ago? Why are they just bringing this up during an election year? Even Eric Daniels got to give me that one. Even Eric Daniels got to give me that one. Why are they bringing it up 7 years from the date in which they felt like this was something that they was evaluating that they wanted to charge him for? And we know why. Regardless of what side of the aisle that you stand on, you got to admit that this is dirty, it's calculated, and it's 100% wrong as far as trying to influence people on how they're going to vote. You know why they didn't bring it up 7 years ago? Because A, they didn't see it as meaningful, and B, it wasn't in the middle of an election year. Now, look. Before we get into this and before we get into all of the reactions of the New Yorkers, let me say this. If you think all of this is just happenstance, that all these trials that's keeping him hampered from even being able to get on the campaign trail is just circumstance, oh, it just so happened to be coming at this particular time, you're a fool. You're a fool. You're 100% a fool. I agree, Yakar, this is nothing but election interference. And while you got Kamala Harris and Biden crisscrossing the country, doing dinners, raising and speaking at the NAACP, influencing black people, getting Robert De Niro to stand in front of the Trump courthouse, he's hampered and he's sitting in New York at this trial because they know that it's going to influence your emotions to make a decision when it comes to November, if you even decide to vote or not. Let's hear the speech, y'all.
Thank you very much. I would say, in listening to the charges from the judge, who's, as you know, very conflicted and corrupt, because of the confliction, very, very corrupt. Mother Teresa could not beat these charges. These charges are rigged. The whole thing is rigged. The whole country's a mess between the borders and fake elections, and you have a trial like this where the judge is so conflicted he can't breathe. He's got to do his job. And it's not for me, that I can tell you.
Read it's a disgrace.
And I mean that Mother Teresa could not beat those charges, but we'll see. We'll see how we do. It's a very disgraceful situation. Every single legal scholar and expert said this is no case. It shouldn't be brought. And it certainly could have been brought 7 years ago, not in the middle of a presidential election. It was all done by Joe Biden. This judge contributed to Joe Biden. And far worse than that, but I'm not allowed to talk about it because I have a gag order. Far worse than that, by 1,000 times worse than that. The worst I've ever heard, but I can't talk about it. It'll be talked about, but I'm not allowed to talk about it. But it'll be talked about in the history books. What's happening here is weaponization at a level that nobody's seen before, ever. And it shouldn't be allowed to happen. So I'll stay around here. This is 5 weeks. And 5 weeks of really essentially not campaigning, although I took a big lead in the polls over the last few weeks.
And he's 100% right. He's 100% right. As soon as it starts to heat up, shortly before, listen, don't you know that they're saying that they're, look, if he get 1 ounce of jail time, 1 ounce of jail time, I already know exactly what this is. I no longer have any faith in the election system, the judicial system, and I, you know, the little bit of faith that I had, it would be completely out the window. Because nobody has ever gotten anything as a result of this. And this is all a dog and pony show. And guess what? This happens. I believe that the sentencing is happening shortly after or shortly before the debate that's supposed to be happening between him and Biden in July. And they wait 7 years in order to even bring this up in the first place, in order to hamper him from being on the campaign trail. Oh man, this is, if you can't see this, then you blind as two left shoes. You blind as a bat, man.
Something's going on. Because I think the people of this country see that this is a rigged deal. It's a weaponized deal for the Democrats to hit their political opponent. For Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States, he's destroying our country. He's letting millions of people from jails, from prisons, from insane asylums, from mental institutions, drug dealers pour in. Venezuela, if you look at their crime statistics, they've gone down 72% in crime.
Is that true? Let me look that up. Let Time Dog look that up. I got to see it for myself. I don't want to believe nothing unless it's true. I got to see it for myself. Let's see what we got here. The Venezuelan Violence Observatory registered 26.8 violent deaths for per 100,000 inhabitants this year, from a rate of 35.3 for every 100,000 inhabitants in 2022. Director of Observatory said in a webcast Thursday, that's the lowest since 2001. One third of what it was in 2016. Okay, so it's true. It's true. The lowest since 2001. According to Insight Crime, the question is, why is Venezuela's crime rate down? Venezuela's ongoing economic crisis has squeezed both ordinary citizens and the country's criminal groups. Economic decline in the labor and commercial sectors have left businesses and citizens unable to pay criminal groups, reducing opportunities for extortion and random kidnappings. What? How can you have a drop of 72% in 1 year? That's insane. Meanwhile, we got a migrant crisis over here in the United States of America. All right, so I just wanted to look it up myself. That was according to Bloomberg. That's according to Bloomberg. I don't know. I'm just listening. I'm just observing, trying to figure it out for myself. Let's continue.
Because they're releasing all their criminals into our country because of this horrible president that we have. And then they have a protest of Robert De Niro yesterday. He's a fool. He's a broken down fool standing out there. And he got maggot. He got maggot yesterday. He got a big dose of it. But I just want to say it's a very unfair trial. It should have never happened. If it was going to happen, it should have happened 7 years ago. As you know, Bragg didn't want to bring it. The Southern District didn't bring it. The FEC didn't bring it. This judge didn't even let us use the number one election attorney. He's making the rules. He doesn't know anything about elections. He doesn't know anything about voting and vote counts. He doesn't know anything about this stuff. That's not his profession. We had the leading election expert in the country, Brad Smith, ready to testify. Wouldn't let him do it. They wouldn't let another gentleman who represented, and you know very well, you saw it. It was the worst I think I've ever seen anyone treated on the stand. Bob Costello. Wouldn't let him talk about all of the hundreds of emails that he was sent by a gentleman, another gentleman, who I can't mention because I'm gagged. Every time I speak to you, you ask me simple questions. I'm not allowed to give you the answer because I'm gagged by this judge.
Why is judges putting gag orders? I don't understand that. Why is the judge putting gag orders on Donald Trump in order to prevent him from saying whatever it is that he wants to say? Trump just did a news conference just shortly, a little while ago. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll tackle that on Monday. Let's continue.
But we have a very, very serious problem here. I mean, our country's going bad. And remember, and let me just leave you with this. This is all because of Joe Biden and his, and I don't even think it's him. I don't think he's smart enough to think about it. But it's the people that surround him in the office. They're smart. They're fascists. They're communists. But they're smart. And they're ruining our country. But we're going to win this election. November 5th is going to be the most important day in the history of our country. We're going to take back our country from these fascists and these thugs that are destroying us with inflation and with everything they do, how stupid they are, allowing 15, 16, 17 million people into our country, totally unvetted, totally unchecked. We're going to bring back our nation November 5th. Remember, most important day in the history of our country. In the meantime, this trial is rigged.
And he said what he said. Let me go and see what the verdict is for New Yorkers on the street as far as how they feel about this whole conviction and this whole guilty verdict that came over Trump yesterday.
Thank you so much for that. As you heard the retired judge say there, American history, legal history, people are going to be talking about this 100 years from now. Well, we're going to turn things over to Teresa Perillo, who's been talking to people there on the streets in Lower Manhattan. Teresa, the reaction that you've gotten from people so far?
Yeah, not so surprising, Bianca and Steve, because Collect Palm Park, which is the park directly across the street, is sort of split in two at this point. One side are Trump supporters, the others are not. But I can tell you, this verdict, the fact that the former president guilty on all counts, is really the talk of the town. People are stopping by asking us. As a matter of fact, the mail carrier just walked by. She said, "What's all the commotion about?" We told her, and she was quite surprised as well as she's out here on her mail route. I mean, that's really New York for you. People get information by word of mouth as they walk around, and that's what's happening. So I'll step out of the way so you can see Collect Palm Park behind me. As I mentioned, one side is, put it this way, one side anti-Trump, one side pro-Trump. There is the side where you see Lock Him Up and Don the Felon. That would obviously be the anti-Trump side. One person told me, finally, some accountability. Another person directly behind him on the other side of the fence screaming to us, lies, lies, it's all lies. They believe this is directly tied to the former president's political ambitions, and they say it is an effort to keep him from the White House once again. Take a listen.
It's been a long time that he's gotten away with just about anything. Finally, some accountability. That's how it feels.
It's a very sad day for America. That's all I'm going to say.
Why do you feel that way?
Because this is political prosecution, and there's absolutely nothing behind this case. And I hope they appeal it.
I'm kind of shocked that they actually found him guilty.
Why are you shocked?
Because people of his magnitude don't usually see the inside of a jail. And it still remains to be seen that he's actually going to see the inside of a jail. So with that being said, the jury's still up or if he's actually going to see the inside of a jail.
What's interesting is across the street, there is a good mix of people who have been here every day and those who only, as they told us, came down to witness history. Now, again, for those who are saying,
y'all ain't got jobs. That'd be the thing that I'd be wondering about people over in Atlanta, the people over in New York. How do y'all just be there every day, all day, traveling, having brunch and doing stuff on a regular basis? Y'all ain't got nothing to do outside of Wait and see whatever is happening, and y'all be getting y'all nails done throughout the day. Ain't nobody got no job. I thought that the median household income was under $70,000 a year. How are y'all able to just do this all day, every day?
Saying that this is just an effort to keep the former president from the White House. We do know he has been competitive in the polls as of late. We also know that this conviction won't keep him from running for the White House. It can't even keep him from being elected as well, if that should happen. He only, in New York, can't vote for himself. Although once he serves his sentence, whatever that might be, we'll find that out mid-July, then his voting rights would be restored. That's according to the NYCLU. But again, he could win here in New York or anywhere else around the country, and he could even serve from prison. It remains to be seen, Steve and Bianca, if the party would want to replace him. Again, being that the polls are looking in some states in his favor, it remains to be seen if that would actually happen. But here, again, a lot of his supporters have decided to wait this out. They wanted to be here to see this, and they wanted to try to get a glimpse of the former president, although to our understanding, he has not come out and said anything. That's the latest from Lower Manhattan. Back to you guys in the studio.
That's right.
So, in a general sense, my thoughts is very much aligned with what a lot of other people believe, is that I believe this is political prosecution in its finest. I absolutely do. I believe that they're trying to interfere. Listen, objectively speaking, and I said this last night on After Hours, make sure y'all tap into After Hours tonight. Objectively speaking, I believe that the worst president in my lifetime was the second Bush. I said what I said. I am not aligned across party lines. But the way that I live my life is largely conservative. And contrary to popular belief, the way that a lot of you guys, even though you say that you're liberal, the way that you live your life is probably just as conservative, if not more, as I am. But if you're really breaking it down, and again, I think that the worst president of my lifetime is Bush the second. I think that this is all just trash. It's all just trash. And the middle class are the ones that's going to suffer as a result of it anyway. But them trying to prevent you from being able to exercise your right by influencing what you believe and playing on your emotions instead of allowing you guys to be able to do things logically is probably the greatest tragedy in this whole situation in the first place. The fact that they're trying to influence you and y'all are falling for it. I said that this was going to happen. I told you that you was going to be distracted from the real policies, the issues, the trouble, inflation, the migrant crisis. Do y'all realize that nobody's even talking about the migrant crisis no more? Nobody is talking about the migrant crisis. They spending more time on the campaign trail talking about abortion rights than they are about more than 15 million and counting migrants coming over into this country, about what's going on as far as us divesting from and adding a whole lot of money into a lot of other countries to influence what's going on the ground over in those proxy wars. They are really, really doing a number on you guys, and they got so many distractions in front of you. Look, man, the conclusion of this trial, a hush money trial, what a whore. Let's just call it what it is. I do not care anymore. I'm just going to tell you exactly what my thoughts are. With a whore. Is more captivating. And I bet you that none of you guys actually even understand the policies that they're talking about when it comes to the future of America.